As we heard, some aid supplies are trickling into that city's airport, but it's a different story in other affected communities. Many remain completely cut off from any assistance. That hasn't stopped Kevin Vaca from trying to help. He's an American missionary living in the Philippines, and he's managed to deliver some food to survivors on the devastated northern tip of Cebu Island.
Northern Cebu is deteriorating daily. Today, at the northern end of the island in the town of Maya, which is the eye of the storm passed, the people have not received any food for 4 days, and diarrhea broke out there today. So I'll make another trip up there in the morning to bring more food, but very concerned about the health condition of the people.
As for you, Kevin Vaca, I mean, you're a missionary, you're but one person, but tell us what it was like getting up there with what you had. You had some food for, what, about 200 people, I gather?
Yes, we brought about 500 pounds of rice, and we brought 75 cans of sardines. Now we're going to take another 500 pounds of rice in the morning, and there's no more sardines to buy, so we're taking noodles.
With such a level of destruction, how are people cooking the food? Where are they getting the clean water to cook the rice?
Well, in the last few years, propane, bottled gas here has gotten very expensive. So a lot of people in the countryside have gone back to cooking with wood or charcoal. So that's not a problem. If they can get rice or fish or sardines or noodles, they can cook it. And they know how to even do the fire when it's raining. So it's quite a bit of ingenuity when it comes to that.
How long can you be making these trips? And when are you going to start seeing more people assisting you?
Yeah, I think the problem is, you know, we're dealing with a safety issue right now. At night, it's impossible because the thousands of people that are lining the roads begging, and of course nobody has money. There's no teller machines are working. Most of the banks have been destroyed. Those people haven't eaten in 4 days. And so, you know, at some point, desperate people do desperate things.
Kevin, I really appreciate your time speaking with us today. I know you've been totally flat out. Just curious, what are you going to do when you put down the phone?
I'm going to probably just go to bed. I got to get up in the morning early because we got to take this food up to my end. We got to get out of there before it gets dark.
Kevin Vaca, an American missionary who's helping with the relief effort on the island of Cebu.